Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Yesterday, I spent a beautiful, if somewhat rainy afternoon kayaking with a friend on a very shallow Huron River. Despite getting stuck repeatedly on sandbars and rained on a little, we laughed and plowed our way through, floating, talking, and awkwardly nudging each other forward when we got stuck. We saw cranes, herons, muskrats, and even a bald eagle. Today's meditation is called Sea of Dreams and encourages you to consciously dream, to sail across an ocean that is beautiful and inspiring, but sometimes terrible and frightening. How do you tap into the strength you need to navigate the choppy waters and bring yourself back to a calm and peaceful place? We firmly believe that what we think we create, and when we take the time to ground ourselves, we allow ourselves to more deeply perceive where spirit is guiding us. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which includes a couple minutes of silence. She will then close our circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we will send you a link for the call recording, and we'll include information about the next call on Sunday, June 6th, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. We'll start this meditation by doing a beautiful, thorough grounding through our chakra system. And at the end of that grounding, I'll be asking you to take 2 minutes in silence. We're doing it closer to the beginning of the call than usual so that you can really feel into that grounding before we set out on the sea of dreams. So to begin, just take a deep breath and let it go. You might want to close your eyes if it feels safe for you to do that. And as you continue to breathe, just let your attention rest in your heart space. That's right in the middle of your chest. It's the gateway between your upper and your lower chakras, the bridge between physical and spiritual energy in our bodies. Just take a moment to breathe into that heart space. You might want to imagine the color green as you do that. And as you breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every in-breath opens your heart just a little bit more. And every out-breath lets you release any tension or clutter that you're holding in that area so that you breathe in and expand. Breathe out and clear. Breathe in and expand. Breathe out and clear. And now imagine that a beautiful, clear, clean line of energy is forming in your heart space. Set the intention that this line, this wave of energy, brings balance and healing wherever it goes. Let that energy travel down to your third chakra, your solar plexus, that's in your belly. You might imagine the color yellow. And as you breathe into that space, you can say or imagine, "May I be grounded in my actions." On the next in-breath that feels right, let that connected line from the heart to the solar plexus, let it move down into your sacral chakra. That's the space between your hips. Energy here is orange. May I be grounded in my emotions. And when you're ready, imagine that wave of energy moving, still connected, but moving now into your root chakra at the base of your spine. Red is the color to focus on here. May I be grounded in my being. Now let your attention move from the root to the sacral, to the solar plexus, back up into the heart where that line begins. And let's imagine that clean energy moving up now into your fifth chakra, the throat. Color here is blue. May I be grounded in my speech. And when it's right, let that energy move further up, rising into your third eye chakra in the middle of your forehead. Indigo energy here. May I be grounded in my sight. And now that energy moves with clean, clear, purifying energy up into your seventh chakra, the crown. Energy here is violet. May I be grounded in receiving. Let that energy come back down now through your indigo third eye of intuitive vision. Your blue throat speaking wisdom. Your green heart chakra grounded in love. Your yellow solar plexus informing your actions. Your orange sacral chakra calming your emotions. And finally back down to your red root. Let yourself be aware of the circuit of energy that flows through you. You've activated all those energy centers in the way that's best and safest and most appropriate for you. And you can adjust this flow of energy anytime you like. Let's take 2 minutes together in silence to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. As you continue to breathe peacefully, imagine yourself surrounded by an ocean reflecting the blue sky and sunlight. You're sitting in a little sailboat, riding these waves peacefully. You feel the sun on your face, and a light breeze fills your sail and carries you forward. You're not sure where you're going, but you trust that the breeze will move you in the direction you need to go. You soon find yourself accompanied by other creatures carried by the light. A school of small orange fish are swimming beneath your boat. They swim in and out of the waving green seaweed, while blue dolphins spring up to greet you. You feel yourself encouraged on your journey and know that you're getting closer to the guidance you seek. You take this time to soak in the goodness of your surroundings, to build up your confidence for the long journey. You think about how you might turn back, shut out the light, stay safe and hidden in the darkness. The light beckons, however, and you feel compelled to continue seeking whatever you are being drawn to. You know that, as difficult as the journey may be, you will always be upheld by the source of all, and that you will receive the guidance you need along the way. You realize that you can't see the creatures traveling with you any longer, that the violet light has turned darker and the waves choppy and difficult to manage. You adjust your sail to help navigate your way through. Rain is coming down and bright yellow streaks of lightning crackle around you. But you breathe calmly, even though you are afraid, knowing that whatever happens, you are being guided to the wisdom you need, and that moving through this difficult path is simply part of the journey. It feels as if the storm goes on for a long time, but somehow you manage to stay centered and focused, letting yourself be guided through the rough waves. Finally, the dark clouds part, and you see a beautiful rainbow stretching a wide arc in front of you. Your boat's moving gently again, and you see the fish, the waving plants, the leaping dolphins once again. They were always with you, even though you could not see them. A bird flying through the sky comes toward you, and it lands on the edge of your boat. You see that it's a light violet-gray dove, and it's brought you a tiny roll of paper. It thrusts its head toward you, and you take the paper from its beak. You unroll the paper and read the words, "Love is all." The dove makes a soft sound and flies off. You place the note safely in a pocket near your heart. As your journey continues, day by day, week by week, through waters calm and rough, you remember that note near your heart and its message, "Love is all," guides your thoughts and your actions. You are guided, held close, and are never alone. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. Amen, and so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. and you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will find its way to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. We'll meet again on Sunday, June 6th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We really believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.